250 shows a year.
You're bound to like one of them.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on The Legend. 650 AM WSM.
Sam.
Hi.
You and Loretta. The song was going too fast for her to actually say Loretta, so she said Loretta. She had to move it along because that thing was clipping. And I see that Brady Seals, one of our great friends, was a co-writer on that song.
Yeah, I love Brady. And that was actually the first time we'd been in a room together. And we just got to talking about how much we both love country music and traditional country music. And it just kind of turned into me and Loretta, and so
I heard it the first time live at the WSM Durango Boots Acoustic Corner Stage at CMA Music Festival back in the summer, back in July,
cool.
June, July, and I was driving in for my shift later in the afternoon, and you were already on, and that's the first thing I heard you sing.
Oh, that's
live.
Awesome.
And new music out yesterday.
Yes, yes, I'm so excited. I've worked on this record for about 6 months. I've got it done and just waiting for it to come out, and so really excited about new music. It's been about 2 years since we've had like new music out for the fans, so I'm just really excited.
Do you remember where you were with us the last time you had new music out?
I do remember.
The WSM Tower location, because we had been flooded out of the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center Magnolia Lobby Studio where we are
right.
This morning.
Yeah.
And you came to the Tower location and got some hillbilly dust on you out there.
And I got the tour.
Yeah.
You gave me the tour.
And on the 10th
awesome.
Of November, and our audience will be hearing more about it, we're going to do the 80th birthday of the Tower.
Awesome.
Actually, the birthday was October 5th, but because of all the other things going on with the Opry and WSM's birthday in October,
yeah.
We decided to have a a day we could set aside and people could come out and enjoy a tour of the tower and just spend kind of a little picnic 11 to 2 event, and that's on November the 10th.
Awesome.
This year we're going to do that on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, it's so cool, and yeah. I loved being there and the history. I don't like didn't like the circumstances of you guys being there, but it was really cool to experience that.
You said over the last 6 months been working on music, but you have been a busy girl. You've done movies. Your music is being featured in television shows and just lots of things going on in your life. Where did you find the time?
Well, you know, I love to work, you know, and I'm just so thankful that I get to do this every day, you know, mm-hmm. and just I love to be busy, and it's just been awesome. You know, the movie stuff just kind of came out of nowhere, and it
Cowgirls and Angels
Cowgirls
is a movie
and
that
Angel,
I'm referencing.
Yeah, it's Cowgirls and Angels, and it's out on DVD October 2nd. It came out, and it's at Walmart, so guys can check that out. But, you know, it was just I had to kind of pinch myself, like, is this really happening, this movie thing? Because, you know, I've always known that I wanted to be in country music and be an artist, but, I mean, you know, being in a movie, that's a total different thing, you know, so it's been really fun.
Do you ever feel like, boy, it's a long way? What's your little hometown in Oklahoma, Weleka?
Weleka, you know how to say that.
Well, I think we looked it up on Google Earth and found the Methodist Church and the Baptist Church.
You see the First Baptist?
Yeah.
That's, okay.
That's where you that grew up in that
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
Is that where you first remember singing?
That's where I first remember singing that. And I was in the Pride Day pageant in Weleka, Oklahoma. And it's not that whole Toddlers and Tiara thing. It was just the hometown Pride Day pageant. And it
is
was
it the
awesome.
Kind of parade in Weleka? What's the population? I remember we looked it up.
It's like 1,200, maybe a little bit less than that now.
So it's a kind of small town parade many of you can relate to. You go all the way through town, right? And then you turn around and you come back through town. That way you can give attention, full attention to people on both sides of the street.
That's right.
Pretty close?
You are pretty close.
I mean, these big city parades, you can only go through one time.
And sometimes you can't even see the one side.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but not in Weleka, Oklahoma. No. You go for a parade there, you get it. The full Monty. You get everybody on this side. Hang on over here. We're coming back in just a little bit. This won't take long.
Love it.
Good morning at 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. As a matter of fact, I want to feature a song. It's one of the things that jumped out at me off the new CD, and it's called Somewhere Out West. For those who are in Nashville and maybe never traveled out west, or you grew up in Oklahoma, and
that's
you know,
right.
From here, that's out west, but from Oklahoma, there's another out west.
That's right.
And you travel out through there a little ways, and all of a sudden you see those Rocky Mountains, and there's more west to come. And this is a great song, a great story song about searching, and the West becomes, I guess the analogy is, it becomes whatever we're searching for. In this case, you just use the West as the phrase, all right?
Yeah, that's right. That's so true. And, you know, it can be whatever you would, you know, searching for, like you said. And I think that's a really great way of putting it. I'll have to remember that for next time.
For you, though, you messed the whole thing up because you searched in the East.
I know,
you,
right?
You came East to see your dream come
what
through.
What was I thinking?
This is Amber Hayes, brand new music. And you can find out more about what she's doing and follow up on the new music and everything related to it at AmberHayesMusic.com. And Hayes is HAYES, AmberHayesMusic.com.
She stands alone on the school playground, in red rompers and a suede fringe dress. Full of questions as the sun goes down somewhere. what he did, she can only guess. Why would daddy have to make his home somewhere out of west? She brings him up to tell her, hush up, child, believe us, honey, it's for the best. But her little mind still runs wild somewhere out west. Far from these pinewood hills, these closed up mines, these rumored mills and judging eyes. Missing her too. Far from these pinewood hills, these closed up mines, these rumor mills, and judging. School playground and red rope present a suede fringe dress.
Can't beat it. Red ropers and fringe. I mean, come on. You did wear pearl snaps this morning. I don't know if you got your red ropers on. I didn't look.
No, they're not red. I could have.
You could have. Would have matched.
Red, they would have matched. Yep. I don't know what I was thinking.
Amber Hayes, new music on 650 AM WSM, and it came out yesterday and available wherever you buy or download music. And
that's
you can link
great.
To her website at amberhayesmusic.com. And before we go to the break, I wanted to mention last week we had Liam Sullivan on the show, and he referenced you in his book, Making the Scene, Nashville, How to Live, Network, and Succeed in Music City.
Isn't that cool?
And you're probably thinking, I should have written a book. Instead of this guy writing a book and mentioning me in it, I should have written the book.
That's hilarious.
I'm the one trying to live, network, and succeed in Music City.
What I'm really thinking is, like, if it was only as easy as writing, you know, like, if they were just like, this is what you're supposed to do.
A formula.
You know, a formula.
Because nobody's, of all the people who have recorded in this town and been successful, much less the people who have not seen the success that often you say, I don't know why they didn't make it in this town. No two stories are the same.
That's true.
It's like fingerprints. It's like noses. No two stories are the same.
It's crazy, you know, but...
And yours is... How did you get here from Wallika, Oklahoma?
Well, you know, I met Jean Shepherd when I was 15. She said, don't come to Nashville till you graduate from high school. You know, because I came up to sing on the Midnight Jamboree with her. And she's like, I know you want to come here, but don't. Wait till you be a kid, then come to Nashville and whatever. So as soon as I turned 18, I left Wallika, and I was here for a day, cried all day, went back home, and was home for 2 weeks, and then came back to Nashville, and I've been here ever since. I mean, I didn't really know anybody. I mean, I knew a couple of people, but I don't really know anybody in the business. And it's just really scary to think about coming and, like,
now
what am I going to do?
You know? That you've enjoyed some success, what do you think about that period of time? Do you think, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe I did that?
That's exactly
If you had a daughter at 18 that left to do that, what would you think?
I would think I know now why my mom and my grandmother cried their eyes out and acted the way that they did.
They are like, oh my gosh, so freaking out.
They were. And, you know, I think my mom turned 40, my grandma turned 60, and I moved away. It was like, you know, everything was just happening at one time, and it was just really tough. And I think, God, how did I do that? I mean, I lived in Waleka, Oklahoma, where everybody that I loved was within an hour and a half from me. And like now they're 9 hours away, and I can't call my papa to come and help me change the oil or look at my tires or whatever.
But you know what? I bet you if you called your papa, he would come.
Oh, no doubt.
I just
doubt.
Have a feeling he would be here. It might take him a little while, but he'd be here.
No doubt. That's for sure.
It's 8:30. He'd be here by 8:30 tonight anyway on 650 AM WSM. More with Amber Hayes. She's just delightful. Brand new music, AmberHayesMusic.com. That's where you can find out more. She's going to play live for us, too.
You think your house is chaotic in the morning? You should see it around here when Cody forgets where he is. Thanks for being here with Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM. And WSMonline.com.
I saw the light. Why, Nona. And when little Amber Hayes was growing up in Waleka, Oklahoma, she's our guest this morning with brand new music. That's what you wanted to be, was the missing Judd. Right?
Yes, exactly.
You wanted to make it a trio, and Amber Judd could step in there with Winona and Naomi.
Those are some beautiful women. I don't know, but they're Winona. I just I remember the first time hearing like Have Mercy and those just great acoustic driven country songs. I just love it, and I couldn't get enough of it. And so, yeah, that's what I listen to. I listened to a lot of Reba growing up, being a country. I mean, being from Oklahoma, and then probably Dolly would be the next one. Barbara Mandrell as well. I loved.
I just saw Barbara on the red carpet at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Garth, Connie Smith, and Pig Robbins the other night. And she looks so great still. I mean, she just bounces out of that car and goes. And the first thing she did, she didn't come up the red carpet. First thing she did when she got
went
out of her car.
The fans.
Went straight over to the fans that were gathered along DeBumbry, and they had blocked that off. And they just went crazy.
I'm sure.
I mean, they was crazy for her as they were for Garth when he got out and came over. I mean, she still got it.
Yeah, she's something.
It's a great idol to have.
Mm-hmm.
All those you mentioned. Amber Hayes is here this morning, and you've brought your band. Would you introduce him?
Yes. Oh, of all his wonder and great jokeness.
I think glory is what you're looking for.
Glory?
All his glory this morning.
Yeah, glory's good.
Now, don't give him a big head.
I have a hard time finding a good hat anyway.
Who is this fellow?
Bill DiLuigi. He actually co-wrote Any Day is a Good Day, the song that we're going to sing for you. He's going to play. And we wrote it with our friend J.P. Williams. And Bill's just a great buddy of mine. We write a lot of songs together, so I'm thankful for him.
You're actually this weekend doing an October 27th Bluebird gig with him.
That's right.
And also Steve Craig and Haley Georgia are going to be on there.
That's right. 6:30. We will be there. Yes, I love playing the Bluebird.
The 27th. And then you're back home to Oklahoma. And that's Oklahoma City for a national anthem performance for your beloved Oklahoma Thunder versus the LA Clippers on ESPN.
I'm so excited.
You should be.
Oh, my gosh. Just like, that's just, it terrifies me. I love the national anthem, right? I love it. But last time I sang at two NFL games, and literally it's like migraine nervousness. It's just, you're just scared to death, you know, because everybody... Well, they know the words, and they should, but then it's like there's so many of those mishaps that you don't even want to. I'm like, don't even talk to me about forgetting the words. Don't even talk to me about any of that, you know. But I'm proud of my Thunder and really excited to be doing that.
You mentioned the NFL games, both Titans games performances, or
no? Actually, it was a Browns Titans game, but it was in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
And then Tampa Bay game. So. Yeah.
Well, good for you. Playing the national stage there.
Woo. Scary. Scary.
Well, do one that makes you more comfortable. Okay. Don't do the national anthem
like
you had planned, I'm sure. You and Bill do something. Actually, I think you said you're going to do the title track from the new CD.
Yes,
right?
Any Day is a Good Day.
Got a roof above my head. Shoes on my feet. I got air in my lungs. Groceries in the pantry. So I guess I'd have to say it's a good day. I don't own a mansion with a big wrought iron fence. May not ever make a million, that don't worry me a bit. 'Cause when the sun came up this morning, was enough to put a smile on my face. Any day is a good day. Took a walk outside, and I heard the bluebirds singing. That tiny little miracle, oh, it got me to thinking. As I watched him fly away, it's a good day. I don't own a mansion with a big wrought iron fence. May not ever make a million, that don't worry me a bit. 'Cause when the sun came up this morning, was enough to put a smile on my face. Any day is a good day. Don't think you're gonna make it. That's what the doctor told me. But this morning I woke up to my 1 year anniversary. So I guess I'd have to say it's a good day. See, I don't own a mansion with a big wrought iron fence. May not ever make a million, that don't worry me a bit. 'Cause when the sun came up this morning, was enough to put a smile on my face. Any day is a good day. Oh, any day is a good day.
Now, I'm supposed to follow that. I'm a little weepy over here. The seasons of life in 3.5 minutes there, and the fact that at the end of it all, any day is a good day.
Any
love
day
the philosophy.
You wake up.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amber Hayes, live on 650 AM WSM. Self-proclaimed, if you don't believe me, if you go to her Twitter account, self-proclaimed singer, songwriter, entertainer from Waleka, Oklahoma. I'm a Jesus-loving, country music-loving, and Tennessee Titans-loving kind of girl. What's not to love? We'll take a break and come back and wrap up our visit with Amber Hayes. On the way in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, it's Christmas time. Yes, it is. And we're going to take a trip all the way to Bethlehem with our longtime friend Donna Ulysses and the Poor Mountain Boys. That's Randy O'Brien and WSM Flight 650 at 8:45.
Are you the ultimate Opry fan?
I love your broadcast.
The birthday song of the day is coming up on 650 AM WSM.
And we continue with Amber Hayes this morning at 12 minutes till 9. New music that came out yesterday is available wherever you buy or download music. And the best place to start would be on your website at amberhayesmusic.com. A little earlier this morning, we had Lily Hyatt in, and we found out she is Lillian. What is Amber's full name? How does it read on your Waleka, Oklahoma birth certificate?
It's pretty Southern. It's
yeah.
Pretty Oklahoman. It's Amber Dawn Hayes.
Dawn.
Dawn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You say Dawn. Mm-hmm. People in New York, New England would say Dawn.
There you go.
But your pawpaw, whom you referenced earlier, I bet says Dawn.
Exactly. Yeah. Amber Dawn Hayes. And if it was up to my family, they would call me Amber Dawn, probably. They think that that's what my stage name should be, Amber Dawn Hayes.
you were a long way, probably as far as you've ever been from your home in Oklahoma, where you went on a military tour to the Indian Ocean.
Yes.
Where did you go?
It was a military base called Diego Garcia, and it's an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and it was amazing. I mean, it's like Gilligan's Island beautiful, and there was like 200 servicemen and women there, and it was, we did four shows, and it was just awesome to, it's like one of the highlights that I've done in my career, my life, you know, just to be able to give back to the people that, you know, make our day a good day every day. You know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing right now. So it was pretty amazing. It was just one of those things I just like, I can't believe I'm getting to do this, you know.
Well, you've been able to do a lot of things that people dream of doing with their music. You've had it in a television series. We mentioned Cowgirls and Angels earlier, which I'm going to feature a song from, a duet here in just a moment. But tell me about Heart of Dixie.
Heart of Dixie, we have, I think I have six placements in Heart of Dixie, and it's a new television show that's on CW, and I love it. It's actually, I'm a big fan of the show, because it's kind of based around a small town in Alabama, and it kind of reminds me of where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And so we've got all the songs are off of the first EP, Come On, and they're featured in the first season. So if you go out and buy the DVD or you watch it on Netflix or any of the reruns, you're going to hear some of the music that was on the Come On EP.
When you're shopping in Waletka, do you where would you go? What's the closest big city to Waletka?
Henrietta, America, Oklahoma. Yes.
Henrietta, I love that. Ever any Blake Shelton or Miranda Lambert sightings in and around there, or is Ada too far away?
Well, you know, I was born in Ada, but it's actually a little too far, I think. I mean, like, we go to the doctor in Ada. We go to, I mean, but we typically just to like go to Walmart or dollar store or whatever. It's Henrietta.
Yeah.
You know, but
what's the big grocery chain?
Homeland.
Okay.
Homeland, yeah.
Isn't it funny across the country how it changes, how people grow up with a certain loyalty to a grocery store, whether it's Kroger or Publix or Food Lion or Whole
or
Foods.
Apple Barn or whatever.
And then you go someplace else, you know, Piggly Wiggly, and then you go and so I knew it had to be something different.
Yeah, I had never been to Kroger till I moved to Nashville. So.
Yeah, and in Nashville, I mean, you run off the road, you could run into a Kroger.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
exactly.
Everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Like Starbucks in Seattle.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Exactly.
And then we're going to close with, and I wanted to mention your new CD. You did the title track for us live. We featured music off it this morning. Any Day is a Good Day. It is available from AmberHayesMusic.com on the web. That's the best link to give you. The movie that you did with Cowgirls and Angels included a duet that I wanted to close with. But you also, not only do music in the movie, you were in the movie.
Yeah, I so cool. I got to be in the movie and sing my songs, Come On and Ride as Rain, in the movie. And I got to talk a little bit.
What was your character's name? Would you
Amber Grant.
Oh.
Yeah.
So folks back home, she still missed. She didn't use Amber Dawn.
Hey, I should have had him do that, huh? Amber Dawn. I got to sing my songs, you know, say some lines. But it was so cool because during my scene, it was in a club, and they were dancing and doing a line dance to Come On. So I had, like, Bailey Madison, the star, and James Cromwell, all these actors out there doing a line dance to my song. It was
I love James Cromwell. I've never met him. I just love his work.
And he's great, and he's such a nice guy. Yes.
I'm glad
they
to
were
hear that,
really, everybody was great to work with. Yeah.
Just exudes that when you see him, no matter what his role is.
Well, you need to watch this movie. He's perfect for this role. And Bailey Madison, little girl, actually, when she was on The Tonight Show, they played Come On. That was her music coming out, and that was so cool.
Good for you.
Yeah, but you should check it out, Cowgirls and Angels.
You and Richie McDonald teamed up on the song. We set it up for us. Give us
yes,
a title.
Yes, he actually plays my dad in the movie, and Bill and I wrote this song on a road trip back from Oklahoma and presented it to the guys, you know, that were doing all the music for the movie, and they really liked it. And so I thought of Richie because I love his voice. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would just be really perfect. And when he said that he would do it, I was really, really excited. And so I'm really pleased with the song and how it came out. And he was so nice to work with, too. So
and
just really thankful.
Song?
Always there for me.
Amber, thanks for coming to see us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I always enjoy coming and being with you guys. I love WSM. Thank you.
AmberHaysMusic.com on the web.
Do you remember how I begged you to read Cinderella to me every night?
I must have read it a thousand times. When Billy Wilson asked another girl to go to the junior prom, you thought your world would end.
You said I'd live through it. Can't always count on you to make it right. Make me smile, you're always there for me.
Wherever you are, I'm never out of reach.
No.
Daughter off to Nashville, packed your car and checked the oil, and you waved goodbye.
That's the first time I saw you cry. Even when we're not together, and I'm wishing I could hear your voice and see your face.
I'm really only a phone call away.
I can't always count on you to make it right. Make me smile, you're always there for me.
Wherever you are, I'm never out of reach.
Country and Cody coming up on 650 AM WSM.